Give me 2 eggs. So tomorrow I got nothing.
Do you believe that everybody should be born poor? 1 week of their life. 1 week.
As you see, I'm in a wheelchair. I was hit by a train 10 years ago. And a year ago, I was hit by a truck.
There's a feeling in the pit of your stomach the first several nights that you're out there when you realize you actually are in a place where you got nowhere to go.
How do you like being at the shelter?
Kind of good. And I like it when we had our own bed, different. And when we get our new house, I'll be so happy when I have my own room.
This may surprise a lot of people, but in the last school year, all of our schools here in Butte County, there's 14 different school districts, identified about 900 students, children and youth who were in homeless situations during the course of the school year.
Welcome to the Without a Roof program, where we expose and remedy poverty, the worst form of violence.
All right, Gamma Mesh, welcoming you to Without a Roof Radio program. Be a voter, man. Be a voter. Tomorrow's your day. You get a chance to vote in the primary. Some of the elections, such as soups, when there's only a couple of people running out of the primary, they pick the top two candidates. But if there's only two candidates, you get to 50%, you win. So anyway, I want to just encourage people to get out and vote. There's some really good candidates out there. And vote for people that are willing to tackle this quote-unquote poverty issue head-on. I know there's a lot of pundits in town that feel as if the Democratic way to the majority is to just shh about homelessness and wait till you get elected. That's not what the electoral people want, nor the community. And we need to make some fairly significant shifts, as I see it, from covering this beat for almost 7 years. Speaking of years, the show today, this is kind of fun how things circle back, but I did an awful lot of street journalism, mostly short films around the very first sit and lie law that was passed in the fall of 2013, 5 years ago here in Chico. It's hard to believe that. And it's so long ago, that's 5 years, isn't that long, but it's so long ago, I've actually said this to a couple of people, and they were like, no way, I don't remember that. Sit and Lie was originally passed by a progressive council. Okay, so when we get a new progressive council, we can't let that happen again, all right? But what I'm going to do, I've got about 10 or 12 vignettes, I'm going to say a couple of words in between them, but I'm going to start off with Citizens Against Sit/Lie Laws. I had a lot of fun putting this one together. It was one of my signature pieces around the absurdity of sit and lie laws. And I had like a little note on YouTube. We need community involvement in striking down these efforts to our liberty and public spaces. Please consider voicing your opposition and disdain early and often. Civil action is crucial. You'll hear in this, you'll hear from Lenny Gundert, an educator and activist here in the community. Bob Woods, catch him signing up people to vote, huh? At the curbside of Saturday Farmers Market for years and years and years. I go to see Bob a lot because I say I'm getting my Bob Woods fix. But, you know, listen up on this, and we're going to be covering an awful lot on, you know, the initial quote-unquote passing of sit and lie. One last thing to say is there was a period, and I haven't had a chance to research this fully, but where I think it was like a 2 or 3 years and it would lapse or, you know, whatever. So blah, 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 blah. The sit and lie had actually lapsed, and I think there's a lot of politics going on here. So instead of the conservative council just voting on it whenever it came up, why don't we save that for the summer of election year? Why don't we do it on the primary day? And why don't we have the conservative that's up for election be the one that brings it before the council? So, you know, I'm just a little fed up with political jockeying versus, you know, helping people. So anyway, well, I'll get off my soapbox here. And thanks for listening to People Power Radio.
Got Clem here, man, signing the petition, adding his name to the long list of people that think how long sitting down is like un-American and stupid. What do you think about it, Clem?
I think it is stupid.
Think about these kind of ordinances is that they don't really get at the heart of the problem. The heart of the problem is how do we help people, and we have to figure out ways that people are served, whether they have a place to be or whether they don't have a place to be. But we have to figure out ways to help those people, not ordinances to make them feel uncomfortable or out of place.
What do you think about this sit and lie law? I know you just signed the petition.
Oh, it's bullshit. Okay? We as people that ride the bus, we have to have a place to sit and wait. Sometimes we wait for 2 hours at a time. Mm-hmm. Yes, crazy.
It
needs to be shot down for sure.
Awesome. What about you, Buckeye? I know you're a...
I disagree because everybody has the right to live their life of freedom. It's being taken away from us.
This is Len, man. It's okay to use this?
Yeah.
All right, man. What do you think about sit and lie? What's the deal?
Sit and lie, it seems asinine. People have a right to be somewhere. People have a right to exist. People have a right to live, just like you and me.
My name is Alexander Lloyd Carter.
Awesome. How long have you been doing the meditation, dude? You're really good at it.
As long as I can remember.
Good for you, man. It's a peaceful thing to do.
Yeah.
Bless you. Do you have something to say about this crazy sit and lie law that they're looking at doing?
Well, I feel that it's purely unconstitutional, that we were given the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that this law infringes upon that.
All right, man. The next one coming up, I really had a lot of fun. It was the first time I met Tony Delgado and a bunch of the different other folks from Food Not Bombs. But this one's called Sit and Lie. It's not just for criminals. And we kind of put a spotlight on the fact that, you know, sitting down and lying down. I mean, people have been doing that in Chico since the dawn of Chico. You know, only since 2013 did these crazy ideas come about. And I think everyone agrees that it does nothing to solve homelessness. Matter of fact, I think it's kind of a little bit fascinating. We were able to kind of get that messaging out so well that the conservatives have now agreed, quote unquote, the conservatives, that, yeah, these things don't solve homelessness, but that's somebody else's job. And my job is to make sure that we don't see these people. And yeah, so anyway, sit and lie. It's not just for criminals here on People Power Radio.
Each other. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, God, dude.
Lying becomes illegal, I'm probably going to be doing a lot more illegal things. And a lot more people that don't have the money or resources to be prosecuted are going to be prosecuted, which just strains our court systems and our legal systems, which is good because we're building a new courthouse, which we desperately need, right? And we have a tank. So people shouldn't be laying around Chico anymore because we have a tank, a new jail, and a new courthouse on the way.
Don't understand who's going to enforce this law. Somebody's driving down the street, a cop, he's got to stop and get out of his car to tell you to stop sitting on the sidewalk? Because why?
Really, really discerning to me. Not the fact that Don was lighting up a cigarette, because I think he should be able to do that, but now that I'm actually sitting here and thinking about the fact that it might be criminal in a month or two or three or four, I'm having criminal thoughts come in my head. Sitting has to proceed always to lying. So this is how you lie.
It's a gateway activity.
It's a gateway, you know? It's like smoking pot.
I'll be the sit.
Soon as you sit, you're going to be lying, okay? And then after you lie, you're going to fall asleep.
Are you going to start drooling?
And then you're going to drool.
Are you human?
I'm pretty sure Dawn would rather fight the switch.
I love to sit on the sidewalk in front of my favorite establishments, especially when they're packed from all the beautiful Chico locals and there's nowhere to sit for me when I bring my little dog to places. So what I believe in is the down-home nature of Chico and the locality of it all. Thank you so much.
The careful observer may have noticed that she was served a cup of coffee sitting on the sidewalk, aiding and abetting a future criminal.
You had just served coffee while you were sitting.
Absolutely.
How would you feel if you were told you couldn't do this anymore?
I had the actual momentary thought that he might tell me to leave.
Uh-huh.
But I would be very offended.
Uh-huh.
I am a willing member of the community, and that would feel awful.
I love this poster, by the way. And what do you think about sit and lie, not being able to sit down?
Sit and lie is unconstitutional, but it's just a part of the fascist state that we're under now. My father and his twin brother fought against fascism in World War II. And now the corporations and the rich people and the cops who are their minions are telling us that fascism is the way to go. So I guess if you're poor, if you're homeless, you can't sit down. You have to keep moving. It's like the poor and the homeless can't sleep. Only people with homes can sleep.
Is that why you're rocking back and forth, sir? You're afraid if they see you standing still, they'll pounce on you?
Well, actually, that is part of the law. If you keep moving, they can't cite you.
That's the law here, like San Francisco. You can't sit down on the sidewalk.
Oh, that's a bunch of bullish. They can't. That's.
Tell us what you really think, sir.
It's just bullish. That's exactly. I'm less words today.
This guy's got an awesome smile. He's got his caffeine. You know, do you sit down at all on the sidewalks around here?
Not as much as I should. I'm a good guitar player, so I like to play for people.
Do you know that they're thinking about making it illegal to sit on the sidewalk here, dude? What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty crappy. They made moshing illegal in this city, and I'm trying to be in a punk band over here, so I think that's kind of whack.
You can't mosh?
No
freaking way.
Yeah, you can't do any dancing. I mean, they could bust you for dancing and bumping and touching each other. So just for like that crazy grinding dancing that people like to do, you can't even do that either if they wanted to.
No freaking way.
Yeah.
All right. John, you need to do this, Eddie. We're going to give you some filmography.
Of course, yeah, huh?
And then we're going to back up a little bit. All right, let's do it, man.
All right, take two. Watch. Now I'm getting aggressive.
You can do this. Breaking the law and committing a crime by sitting down?
It's horrific.
Make more laws, make more criminals.
You know what I just thought of? I'm surrounded by future criminals.
How do you like coming downtown? There's a lot of talk about how dangerous and like, oh my gosh, you shouldn't come down here because you're going to be killed and your dog will be stolen.
This is where it happens. This is where the magic happens. This is where people grow and talk and expand and learn about one another and build our community. This is the space to be.
And is this for fun? Steve Scarborough's on the way out the door. I said, thanks for your input. And Steve says, you always say that. I do, because I really do enjoy talking to people. Hey, the next two clips are some of my favorites, actually, from the work I did the summer of 2013 into the fall. And it was Amanda Myers. At the time, she was 11. Now she's like 16. As I understand, I interviewed Brian Myers, her dad, who's a pastor at one of the local churches here, that she's always had a will and a way to speak out and advocate for people that are down and out and need a voice. And so you're going to hear two different things. I actually did a sit and lie petition. I had, 350, 400 people sign this thing with comments. And you're going to hear a clip of her signing the petition. And then she actually directed it. It was really kind of funny. I have a whole idea for a different clip. And I want to talk about, hey, I'm an 11-year-old. If I got this thing figured out, why don't you? So those two will play, you know, back to back. And People Powered Radio.
Amanda, what this petition is saying is that when we're signing this, we're basically telling the government, the city government, which is the city council, basically saying we think it's okay that people can sit or lay on a sidewalk, that that's okay.
Yeah.
It's a part of them just being a person, no different than if I wanted to sit on a sidewalk that someone else can. And it doesn't matter if they're homeless. Because with the whole sit and lie law, it basically is kind of kicking homeless out of the community.
Yeah.
And actually fining them and penalizing them for being homeless, which is kind of sad.
Because they can't help it.
Yeah,
they probably would choose being having money than being homeless.
Right,
hell yeah,
for
they
some
would.
Of them, they don't have a choice in them being homeless.
Yeah.
And for some, they like being free and not having to pay for a home and stuff like that. But anyways, it's our choice. So anyways, you get to sign this little petition here if you want to basically tell the city government what you think about the sit and lie laws.
Is this your first petition?
Yes.
That is so cool. I feel blessed.
I am.
Wow.
I'm in America, baby.
What do you think of one word that comes to mind when you think about it? What does it make you feel when
like,
you think about?
Like it's wrong. Because
wrong? Okay, so you put wrong.
Because that the homeless people are people too, and they deserve every right that people have of sitting wherever they want to sit or laying wherever they want to lay. And signature? Okay.
Yeah, sign your name there.
Wow.
Awesome. That's democracy, Amanda.
Yeah.
Awesome. Give me five. A little bit more about what you think about, you know, telling people it's not okay to sit down and, you know, how that relates to you and what your feelings are.
It's gonna really hurt a lot of homeless people because there's a lot of homeless people in Chico. So it's almost like we're going back to the 1960s where black people, it's 1960s, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Where black people, yeah. 1960s where black people weren't allowed to sit on certain chairs or allowed to drink out of certain fountains. It's not like that, but they're people too and they have feelings. And we can we should let them be able to sit wherever they want to sit, because it's at least bad enough that they don't have a house. And it will also be taxing, giving them fines for sitting where they want to sit as an American. And that's not right. And then they'll owe they won't have any money, so they'll owe the police money, and they'll just go to jail because they don't have any money.
Wow, you got it all figured out. I swear you do. That's exactly what happened.
You know, I was thinking, an 11-year-old can figure South America. Why can't you?
Why can't you? Indeed. Now, next time someone says homeless people are homeless by choice, ask them why only poor people make that choice, or why only children make that choice when they don't really have a choice because of whatever family they're in. Or you meet, like I have, some of the more heart-wrenching, crazy things I've seen is women fleeing domestic violence. So they'd rather sleep on the street than sleep at home because they're getting the crap beat out of them. But, you know, we're just one shopping cart ordinance or sit and lie ordinance, or don't let people, you know, give away items in public space to solving this problem. You know, I really hope the folks can get together around this issue and get to city council tomorrow. Even though, as I said at the top of the show, I think this is a political stunt and a political circus to kind of rally and get people all fired up and show Mr. Coolidge doing his thing because he's up for re-election. Frankly speaking, this current council has done nothing for this problem. Nothing. Nothing to address this problem other than to create discord and to partner. They put it on the agenda. They've partnered with Chico First to help solve this problem. And after I go to all these council meetings and see how much disdain and disgust they've treated other organizations that are actually working on this issue, we need some real change, folks. If you really want to start to impact this problem and, you know, see people that, you know, in spaces where they would rather be versus living outdoors 24/7, vote, man. Be a voter. Be a voter. Tomorrow's a good day. Tomorrow is voting. Won't you be my voter? All right, next up is Nothing Left, Bradley Finney. I did a couple of vignettes on him over the years. And when I did this Poor People's Palooza and Film Festival that we aired in several locations here in Chico. I asked my mom which vignette she liked the most. I don't think it's this specific one, but she said, I really like the guy, you know, playing a guitar sitting on the street. So this is Bradley Justin Finney talking about why it's important to be able to sit and perform and be part of public space, man.
On the corner, but at bars and venues and stuff for 10 years, and I've been playing on the corner for 10 years, just about roughly, every day, probably, you know, from anywhere from 10 in the morning to 7 at night. Like somebody like me, this is what I do to get by. I'm on disability. I don't make a whole lot of money, and the disability money that I make barely supplies me with enough money to get by and live. And so this is kind of like what I do to keep myself out of trouble and give me something to do every day. It gives me a sense of focus and goal, and I sit here and I play. And the public doesn't seem to, it surprises me that they're trying to pass this law, because it seems like the public doesn't seem to mind all that much. But then there's also the other hand that I also get sort of categorized with the homeless, which I've been homeless before, but I'm in a bit of a different position. So I think to lump everybody up into that category and then to say that everybody's doing this, playing music or sitting on the corner just to cause trouble. Rock and roll forever.
All right, I give you five.
This punk rock tuba, Herb Chico, Bradley, Justin Finney. You know, I got a whole bunch of things I could read on air, and, you know, I've got stuff from these Facebook groups, these vigilante Facebook groups around poisoning people and, you know, inciting violence. They're not going to tell you that in public space. They're just the greatest people you'll ever meet. But, you know, I don't want to give these people that kind of airtime, you know. If you got hate in your heart and you've got, you know, violence in your brain, you know, maybe there's a different radio station for you. But Katie Palmer, you know, I told Katie that I'd give her a shout out, and I had slipped up, but she sent me some love. She said, "I've always wanted to tell you I love your show Without a Roof. It's really well done. My fiance was homeless for many years, and I can't believe some of the rough conditions people attempt to exist under. To be criminalized on top of it is such a cruel endeavor to try and keep getting up day after day. You bring so much hope, advocacy, and voice to so many people who need a voice. Bravo." And as I've told people on this show and otherwise, it's a really big deal for me. Quit giving these people space. You know, I know City Council, Coolidge, Andrew Coolidge specifically, and the conservatives voted on it. You know, we need to give a voice to Chico first. We need to quit giving a voice to these people and start giving a voice to people that are physically homeless, that are physically dealing with this issue, and people that are trying to help them. So get out tomorrow, man. This is going to be a really interesting Chico City Council for sure. This next one I'm going to play got quite a bit of discussion on the internet when I played it. And back in 2013, I was down on the streets constantly, not only talking with service providers and people experiencing homelessness, but service providers. And it was really interesting to look back at this clip that I put together, looking at what the issues were in Chico 5 years ago, how ridiculous it was to assume that telling people not to sit down or lie down is going to solve their problem, and how pertinent it still is. So this is a piece I put together. It's Chico's flippant idea to address homelessness: outlaw sitting. Here you go.
So many words come to mind when I think about the absurdity of outlawing the simple act of sitting and lying peacefully in a public space. One word I think I'm going to actually focus on is flippant, which is not showing a serious or respectful attitude towards the situation at hand. This young woman is simply sitting on a curb. Is she seriously an issue? Perhaps this gentleman is, who has to roll everything he owns down the road. Isn't that unsettling? Or this young woman, who has to rummage through garbage to survive. One of my favorites. Don't they have anything better to do, and possibly the best of all time? Can't they go somewhere else? So what is it precisely that folks are describing as, quote, problems downtown? I was fortunate to spend countless hours, many of it as a downtown ambassador, presenting that question to businesses and homeless community. This is what I found. Parking, first and foremost, gives a very good indication of the overall health and safety downtown. Next up, those loud, obnoxious, scary people walking around that people would like to disappear. Next up is your infamous blocking of sidewalks, you know, the laws that we're not enforcing. And lastly is business owners showing up to trash and litter at their storefronts in the morning. Let's take a short break here and let you enjoy some of the performers at our downtown Chico Saturday Farmers Market. Pay attention, though. There's a lesson to be learned here. And that is, the number one issue, bar none, is discrimination against the homeless community. That gentleman with the banjo was homeless. That second group wasn't. Guess who was kicked out of the market? Next one that happens all too frequently is verbal and often horrific physical assaults by non-homeless folks against the homeless population. And lastly, but not least, is a consistent message of police harassment in any community I've been to. All of this leads me to understand, as I put this video together, how classic the responses I get are to how minorities are discriminated against in communities throughout America, not just Chico. Okay, let's get to some better detail of why this law is so flippant and obviously ineffective for what the issues are downtown. Will it help parking? I don't think so. Loud, obnoxious, scary people walking around. After all, they'll still be there. It is a sit and lie law. Besides, we have laws against disturbing the peace. Enforce those. Obstructing a sidewalk. I saw what this law was intended to do. 19-year-old kid had been sitting in this one spot, away from the building, not bothering anyone, not obstructing the sidewalk. He'd been there on and off. He had a tendency to kind of talk to himself. Cops rolled up on him. They were talking to him. Had nothing they could do to this gentleman because he wasn't breaking any laws. Would sit and lie. He's now a criminal. Write him up. Move him out. And last but not least, it's certainly easy to see how a daytime ordinance isn't going to help trash and litter that occurs at night. So there you go. There's a decent overview of what the business climate looks like and how ineffectual this will be. Let's take the time now to look at the impact to the folks in our community experiencing homelessness with any proposed sit-lie law. Clearly, the issue of discrimination, which is so important to the homeless community, will go unaddressed at all with a specific law. It also discourages me tremendously to think about the additional impetus it is for folks to look down on homeless people and provide violence and hate. And lastly, on the regards to police harassment, try to find someone that's going to be ticketed for this or approached by a cop for sitting down on the sidewalk that's not going to think they're harassed. Thanks for the time, and be sure to remember, if you have a roof, be grateful.
All right, man. Hey, I got another one to read. I'm just going through my camera roll. And hey, this is Kelly Patterson, man. She had reached out to me a while back, and I just heard from her again. She's back on Facebook. But she put me, I won't read the real thing, but dear Bill, I wanted to say thank you and goodbye to you before my family and Ellen, my best friend since sixth grade, pulled their resources together to fly me home. She's home with her mother in Cross Junction, VA, and Kelly's suffering from AIDS complex dementia. But, you know, she said, anyway, this letter's not about me, it's about you. And it's not about me, it's about people that go and just help people where they're at, you know, and that's more important than coming up with a law. You want to get a law? Why don't we do that one? Help people where they're at. I'll get behind that one. It's about you. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your kindness, thoughtfulness, generosity of spirit, and patience with me during my Chico homeless experience. I thank you. You're a real angel. I've met a lot of angels doing this. I'm telling you, some of the most amazing people I've met in the world have been doing whatever it is that I do. Speaking of amazing people, this is Matt, man, you know, and he talks about how community is everyone. I had a Facebook group for a while that was called just that, Community is Everyone. And here you go, People Powered Radio.
What do you got to say, Matt, about this whole sit and lie law and Community is Everyone?
Even just the idea that we live in a free country but can tell people it's illegal to sit on the ground is kind of ridiculous. It's just absurd.
It is absurd. There's absurdity there.
Definitely.
If you had one thing you'd like people to know about Matt's love for people that are down and out and just being part of the community, what would that be?
You gotta love everyone, man. We're all people. We're all humans. We all make mistakes and we all go through tough situations. But we're all, you know, you gotta love everyone. Awesome. I'm not even a Christian myself, but I follow the belief that Jesus loves the poor and the meek just as much. In fact, often more than that.
I'll shout that out on air. As a matter of fact, I'm talking on air right now. Just had a caller, man. Thanks a lot, caller. The 15 years now. It takes to put together a radio program of this breadth, and he's basically, I couldn't do any better. He said, let's make it a better world. Speaking of better worlds, I definitely want to end the show here on, you know, before we turn it over to talking about practice. We got two of four here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, huh? They always get so excited for their show. But this is Digger, man, and he was on the streets for years and years and years in Chico, and this is going to take you to the bottom of the hour. One thing, be a voter tomorrow. Second thing, make sure you're at city council. Make your voice heard or seen, and you know, let's get some love around this issue. And until Wednesday, if you have a roof, be grateful.
How long have you been here in Chico, man?
15 years now.
Good choice. Chico rocks.
I think it's another excuse on the freedom of speech crap. I mean, the whole freedom of speech is like the fucking choice to say anything. I mean, you even got the right to call the president a friggin'. Now, if you got to go that right, when we go, then how can anyone stop you from saying anything, even spare change?
Right. Now, I've come down here and just kind of spoken with you at least for the last 3-4 months, man, and you've got a nice way about you, like most people down here. Yeah. Is there anything you could say about this whole stereotype? You know, people that are just out here interfacing with other folks and enjoying the day?
Oh, yeah. There's people, a lot of people are kind and respectful, but every now and then you get someone that's just a dumbass and they have no respect for themselves, that's part of their problem. And they kind of see it that way. The fact is, like, society don't care about me. Why the hell should I give a shit about society?
What do you think will happen to you with the sit and lie? You won't be able to sit here anymore? What would the effect on you be? Have you thought about that?
Probably be a few court cases going to trial on that one.
There you go, exactly. You know, it's just like the revolving door. You think that's going to help you get out of your situation?
Yeah, it's not going to help nothing, I don't think of. You know, you get people down here, sometimes they set up and you go from like this and whatever, but it's just not that. It's like they come out here, sit down, start drinking in front of people, start smoking pot, fucking whatever.
And ruining it for the majority.
Yeah, just ruining it for majority, and, well, they do it when stuff is like farmer's market going on, a bunch of kids walking by in strollers, and parents going, my God, what do I do? Blah, blah. Well, they call 911.
Yeah, man, give me five. Thanks. What was your name again?
Oh, Digger.